I love silly questions. They are the first realization of something totally new I will do. This is Dr. Herbel Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I love silly questions. They are the first realization of something totally new I will do. What is a silly question? That's an interesting thing. A silly question is a question that many people think is unanswerable. A silly question is something that people think it's silly to ask that question because it is one of these cones that seems to have no answer. However, they are the start of a good conversation. They are the start of a good introspection, a good listening within. We can say, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer, and then let it fly. Just let it resolve and revolve and flow out in a beautiful, wonderful way. So a silly question might be like this. How many stars are there in the heavens? Well, okay. That is a silly question, isn't it? Now, many of the astronomers are working on trying to figure that out. They're doing the number of stars in a square foot of looking through their telescope, and then they're multiplying that by the total area that they look upon in the skyscape, and they come up with some outlandish number of stars. But that's not true. That's not true. We can only see the nearest stars. We do not see the stars that are beyond the stars. Now, how many stars are there in the heavens? Now you think, what a silly question. What benefit would come from knowing the answer? Well, it stretches our mind when we think about silly questions. While it's true, there seems to be no benefit that could come from an answer to how many stars are there in the heavens, and how many stars are there in the galaxy or in the universe, and the universes beyond the universes that we can see, and why should we want to ask such a question? Well, because our natural human attitude is curiosity. When we think in an absolute frame of reference, we just think of an is, and we accept that that's the way it is. Whereas in the human reference, we need to have facts and figures, and we need to have proof. We need to have something that says that we are a good person, that we are a happy person. Now let's ask another silly question. We didn't answer that last one, but let's ask another silly question. How can you be happy? Well, that's a silly question. How can you be happy? Can you be happy by going to shows that are pleasant to see? Can you be happy by doing all the things that are recreational that you enjoy very much, like going out and enjoying a movie, going out and enjoying swimming or fishing or boating or going on vacations or hiking or climbing mountains or, well, what brings you happiness? And you see, every time you look at these things, there's nothing there that brings you happiness. Why is it that nothing there brings us happiness? Nothing there brings us happiness because that is not the definition of happiness. Think about it. When you are happy, how do you feel? When you are happy, how do you look? When you are happy, what sort of attitude do you have? What sort of a condition do you experience in the world around you? When you are happy, what is it that makes you happy? Now, what makes you happy, this we will perhaps never know. But we will know that we are happy. And we cannot say that having a new home or having a car or having a friend or having a perfect relationship or having health or these things makes us happy, because that's not true. All of those things, once they are obtained, they merely are set in the background, and then we set some other goal for ourselves, some other object that we look forward to or some other experience. Happiness is not defined by that sort of thing. Happiness is defined by an inner presence, an inner joy, an inner feeling of contentment. Yeah, this is happiness. This is real happiness. Now, Am I asking a silly question? How do you define happiness? And am I answering it with some real human answers? But what truly is happiness? What truly makes happiness happiness? And we cannot come up with a real answer for that, because happiness is defined in so many different ways, in so many different areas of our life, in so many different attitudes that we have. Are you a happy person because you have everything that you want? And the answer is no. Are you a happy person because you're healthy? No. Are you a happy person because you have a happy relationship, or a good relationship, or an exquisite relationship? No. Are you a happy person because your children have done well in life, and they have not made the family name in a bad way? Are you happy because the experiences that you have every day bring you a peace and satisfaction? Excuse me. Are you happy because you are content? Are you happy because you are a happy person? What makes you happy? What really makes you happy? It's a good thought, isn't it? What really makes us happy? Well, what really makes us happy is nothing. What really makes us happy is when we are in a state of, you might say, bliss. Now, bliss has never been defined as happiness, but when you're in a state of bliss, you're happy. Now, how do you define that? How do you think about that? How do you think about being in a state of bliss, being in a state of contentment, being in a state of absolute fulfillment in every area of your life? But you see, bliss is not that. Bliss is not a state of absolute fulfillment in every area of your life. Bliss is a feeling where you need nothing, where you are content within yourself, where you are peace, where you are all these things. Well, now, that's another way of looking at happiness too, isn't it? I love silly questions. They are the first realization of something totally new that I will do. They are the realization of something totally new that I'll investigate and listen to. Now, how many times have you wondered about what happiness is? How many times have you wondered about what contentment was? How many times have you wondered, have I lived a good life? If I were to die today, would I feel that I had done all that I could to enjoy a happy life? And that's a good question. If you died today, would you feel that you had done all that you could to enjoy life? Well, how would you define it? Would you define it as many different things, or would you define it as living basically throughout all of the period of time that you're living, years, centuries, whatever, that you live in a state of bliss? You live in a state of contentment. You live in a state of happiness. Now, could anyone define that in a better way? Could anyone define living in this state of bliss in a more blissful way, in a more satisfying way? So, you don't think of money. You don't think of houses. You don't think of relationships. You don't think of objects. You merely live in that feeling of inner contentment. Now, as you live on the human plane, and you live in this feeling of inner contentment, are you going to live in a condition where you have nothing, where you have no food, you have no housing, you have no clothing, you have no objects to enjoy or to participate in? No. You see, once you are content, once you feel an inner realm of a bliss, then all those things are because you are them. Whatever you think about, you are that. If you think that you would like to be visiting someone, you're visiting them. If you think that you'd like to be sitting at a sumptuous table, you're sitting at it. If you think that you'd like to be enjoying a more health, not more health because you're healthy, if you think that you'd like to see the world healthy, well, it is because you are. And however you are, that's how you see the world. Now, are you fulfilled in every way? Then, yes, you are living in that state of bliss. You are living in that happy state. Now, what other silly questions could you ask? Think about them. Write them down and see what sort of answers you come up with. Because by probing into that inner awareness of who you are, you come up with some very, very significant things about indeed who you are. Now, who are you? You are divine. Do you need anything from outside? Nope. Do you need anything from inside? Nope. Do you need anything from anybody, anywhere to make you a fulfilled and a wonderful person? Nope. Are you a happy person? Are you a content person? Well, what makes up a good life? What makes up a fulfilled life? What makes up a feeling that you got it made? Well, those are good questions. Answer them to yourself and see what sort of miracles you can come up with in your thinking, because really everything takes us back to the foundation. And the foundation is oneness, bliss, and peace. And what a lovely foundation that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love to love silly questions, because they're the first realization of something totally new that I'll be aware of, and that I will do, and that I will delight in. And this is the same for all of my creation, all the world. I love you, I love you, I love you.